Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and today we're going to connect to here and there. We're going to talk about some simple practices that can assist you in grounding ideas, inspirations, and directions that you would like to explore and travel with in your life. And the key point here is to identify, before we go into grounding and exploring inspirations and traveling in a certain direction, is to identify the distractions and distill down the area of focus. So the distractions are the things that actually prevent us from doing that thing that we really want to focus on. And the reason being is because sometimes we don't have the confidence to do it. We don't have the trust that we can do it. We have a million and one reasons why we can't do it now, and we don't take the time to move forward. So today we're going to just really connect with how you can identify why you might not be allowing yourself to move forward, and then also distill that area of focus. One thing that's really important as I talk about here and there is that when we acknowledge that there is a here, what's going on around us, however we have in our mind's eye that maybe we want to be over there. So how are we going to get from here to there? And then also, are we willing, say we really want to go over there and start pursuing X, Y, or Z, I'm not going to put any words into your mouth, but whatever it might be, is are you willing to take the steps needed to get there? And are you that committed? And that's where we distill down that area of focus and that just feeling that pull through you. And you may not know, and it might just be an exploration. We are going to just allow that to sink in and think about where you are here and where you would like to be there. It doesn't circumvent that you can be present the whole way to there as long as you open yourself to doing that. What we're going to listen to is a little here to here, and we're going to connect, because I thought what a perfect name of a group to illustrate a point, and we're going to listen to a song called Alas. As you listen to the song, just allow yourself just to connect to the there with the presence of here, and when we come back, we'll start to pull apart the subject matter and dive in a little deeper.
Yeah. siempre te cubrirán. La ri ra ra ra, mis alas siempre te acompañarán.
Mis alas siempre te acompañarán.
Mis alas siempre te acompañarán. Contigo cuando de mis manos te van.
Te llevas mis alas contigo cuando de mis manos te van.
Identify where that here is and how we would like to get there, even if we don't know how, but potentially we know how, is that there are a couple things that happen, is that we can start to identify where distractions occur, because ultimately if we have anything that's holding us back, that's keeping us from going full forward and something that we're really passionate about. And people often will say, I don't know what my purpose is or passion. If it's really not having to discover that passion, you feel it. When you're passionate about something or someone or a place, you exude it. So it's really, that's where the seed of inspiration can ignite that passion. However, it's just in you. And the thing that holds us back is that we're not open to receiving that. So first, we have the opportunity to realize, wow, I want to be over there and I want to start creating this, or I love my life but it feels a little mundane, so I want to add in a hobby or an interest and I want to do that over there, but I don't know how to get there. So all of a sudden, rather than saying you wanted to learn how to surf, rather than going out and maybe seeing how you could get surf lessons or get a surfboard, and even if you couldn't afford them, maybe you go and hang out on the beach and meet some surfers and talk to them. Maybe they, all of a sudden you have a friend and they want to loan you a board and they'll take you out in the waves. There's all these things that happen that are serendipitous when you show the interest. It's like the little boy with the glove and the baseball, or the little girl with the glove and baseball, is that when there's an interest, all of a sudden someone shows up to play catch. So what we first notice is, where are we complacent, and where do we lack inspiration, lack confidence, fear, doubt, and what are the big roadblocks that are keeping you? Is it saying you don't have time, you don't have money, you don't have whatever it might be to do that, and you have to do it later? Well, I can guarantee typically when people get into that spin within their life is that they spend a lot of time spinning and not a lot of time doing or taking action. So first step is just to identify your normal tendency, how you preoccupy your time to avoid procrastinate or avoid doing something that you don't want to do. You will do the same typical patterns even when you're avoiding doing something that you want to do because you're not confident yet, or you don't trust, or you fear, or you have doubt about it. So examine that, sit in it, and then keep moving forward. So once you identify what those blocks are, that's your opportunity to kind of become friends with it. Wow, I'm scared. Well, what's this fear doing here? And does it really belong here in my life in this way? I was talking with someone earlier today. Fear is something that's healthy to understand, because if you had a giant tiger chasing you down in the street, you would want fear by your side to say, run, right? But does it need to be there to keep you from learning to surf? Or does it need to be there to keep you from going out and being with your friends? Or it doesn't need to keep you from applying for a job, right? It doesn't serve to have fear around. It doesn't mean you have to totally abandon fear and not have any fear in your life. It does serve in fight or flight. So we do want to keep it for that reason. And doubt, the same thing. You need that discernment, that questioning mechanism, but when it's necessary, not for all situations. You don't want to be scrutinizing everyone and everything, because you will just be sending off the big non-trust radar to everyone. And that will create blocks, because if you're not trusting, just like in the forest, if someone isn't trusting of an animal, the animal goes on the defense. That's when their fear mechanism goes, wow, something's not kosher here, so I gotta resituate and reorganize. So identify what your distractors are, and then become friends with those distractors and redirect them to the right place in your life, whatever they might be. And if some of them are completely non-productive, like you lack confidence, say, okay, how can I put myself in situations where I can welcome that friend confidence into my life, where I can welcome inspiration in my life rather than sitting on the sofa and watching TV for 10 hours on end? How can I welcome that in? So the next step is to stop relying on others to build and create that which you want. As we can look back in our limited history of the civilizations on this planet, we can note that many of our ancestors worked. They worked in agricultural communities. They worked to build some pretty amazing structures, some pretty intricately interwoven structures as a team, as a unit. And it wasn't based on what we're in right now, is a debt-based culture that's an old model, an old mechanism, because it creates a mentality that I'm not going to build till I have this. Where in the past, they would go and gather the resources, literally gather them and build, or gather the seeds and plant, or gather the fibers and weave. It was that simple, and it can be that simple again. However, the human species has potentially become a little lazy trying to create this efficiency and automation and complexity, when all Mother Nature has ever taught me personally is about subtraction, pulling things away, keeping it simple, because the universe is so complex. So when we add complexity on top of complexity, it makes it hard to understand and hard to self-organize, because you're playing two layers on top of another. So if you stop relying on others, what happens is a beautiful magic occurs, and it still can occur in this consumption capitalist society. Is this magic occurs in the sense that it flows effortlessly, and it'll still be orchestrated even within this paradigm, but you have to open yourself to it and trust in it. So if one of your blocks is trust, then notice that when that shows up on the scene, and is it, you know, at night when you're walking down a dark street and a stranger's coming up, maybe your trust level should not be there to trust everyone. You should have high confidence, fully empowered to walk down the street. However, you're not going to go and engage maybe with everyone. You're going to get to point A to point B. The same thing is if you want to create and build and get to there, think about that and think about how you can trust in the process and how to get there. So we're going to just allow ourselves to just be with that right now. We're going to listen to a song by Fair Catch called Here, and then when we get back, we're going to wrap up with some inspiration, how to tangibly ground whatever that might be and start moving forward to there. So just right now, connect. Try to get that one thread, that one seed to bring you here to really say, okay, I want to take action on this, and I'm ready to be supported in that. So as you connect to that, and it's good just to be simple. Go with one thing. Just allow yourself to be there and breathe in and out and see what arrives in your mind's eye.
I just want to say hello.
as we listen to a little guitar, it's always good to have some amped up music, especially when we need to get our move on so we can get to there, is that if you could imagine the adoration of wanting to hold someone again, is that that which you want in your future is similar, that if you can think of it in that way, that you're going to hold that vision and welcome it to be part of your life, that's how it occurs. The other night I was thinking of one of the principals in the architecture firm I used to work at, and he was and is so passionate about his work. It's what brought him and does bring him joy. So there's no worries on his part as far as spending that time, because he really did enjoy it, and I know that through and through. I don't think he's going to leave this planet regretting that time he spent, because he was passionate about it. That's the difference between having to do something and wanting to do something, and how it energetically feels so, so different. So as we connected in the beginning to identifying how we normally get distracted, identifying those blocks and or distractions and sending them in the right place, and then also cultivating what we need, that concept of stop relying on others, you're not going to necessarily just get it handed to you on a silver platter. And what I want to know is that I had the opportunity to go to a high school in a very affluent area. It was diverse, but there was a lot of people with affluence at that school. And what I witnessed and noticed is that most of those children that were given a lot, I mean, kind of like over the top in my opinion, they did not succeed the same way as the kids that were given less. You know, some people might think it's great to be handed certain things, but typically when people are handed things, they don't respect them the same way, just similar to the indigenous culture that has to go and gather the food and gather the materials to build shelter. You appreciate it a lot differently than you do if you are just handed it. And another great inspiring person, Satish Kumar, who did many things, has done many prolific things in his life, is that he would always talk about, you know, don't make roads for us in India, just stay out of it. And I've heard these stories in other countries in Africa that, you know, they'll come in and put roads in because they think they need to be there, and then it causes the community stress because now they're worried that their children are going to get hit on this road that never existed that comes through the middle of their town. So to really think about, are you ready to do it yourself and take steps? And if it takes a little bit longer, think about it. You could spend all your time trying to receive everything you need from all these different people when you could have spent all that time building what you wanted to build and not have to prove it. And guess what? Then let's say you take several years to put the groundwork in, to really self-invest in something, if you're building something that you want to do for a career or and or hobby, and then down the road it's well established. You're not just a concept or an idea on a piece of paper. You've actually done it, and you've worked through it and see what works, what doesn't, where you're really passionate about it, where it feels a little clumsy, and then you have more to offer. And then at that point, maybe you want someone to give to you, and maybe they will, or maybe you realize, wow, I did this all. I don't need anyone. Now I can take it to the next step because I understand what I'm doing now. So from there, we have to start to say whatever it is, you need some inspiration and some fire behind it where you're really excited about it. Sometimes people will do, and we talked about this in another segment, is they'll do that, they'll see something, they'll grab it, they'll steal it from someone else, and they'll, because they're inspired by it, but they don't make it their own. Really, I encourage you, gather the seeds of inspirations. It might be many things. Bring it into your world and then spend time with it and see what gets you excited, but then make it your own. Really create that inspiration. If you look at what Mother Nature does on our planet, there is no shortage of inspirations when you even look at the butterflies alone and all the colors, all the patterns, all the intricacies. So there's absolutely no reason that anyone on this planet has to copy one another, because there's so many variations. Just by drawing alone, you're going to have a different perspective. If you've drawn before, pick up a pen and have your whole family draw the same thing and see how different it looks from each person's expression. So once you've gathered inspiration, start to simply write out the steps to go from here to there that you can imagine, and then welcome in connecting with people that can give you wisdom on the missing pieces to really make sure that you have your bases covered. When I started one of my businesses, I knew I had a gap in accounting, taxes, and finance. So I went and took some courses, so I knew, what do I need to do? How do I need to be prepared strategically to think about being prepared for these issues? And that's where you start. You fill in the gaps, either educating yourself or have someone help educate you, or add them to your team, or welcome them into your world. And this doesn't have to do just with business. It can do with learning how to build something out of wood. It could be learning how to kite surf, whatever it might be. Then, simply, after you've written these steps, simply, what action is required, start to take steps forward. Create a set moment each day, each week, and to really focus on what you want to create, build, or move towards. And as you do that, even if it, let's say, in your mind's eye, you really just want to save up some resources so that you can live someplace else in the future. So each week, you want to make sure, you want to check in with that process. Am I doing that? Am I putting away? Am I researching what's out there? Because maybe you gathered a certain amount of resources and you could do it sooner than you thought. But if you don't keep checking in with it, you know, it kind of stagnates. It doesn't keep that inspiration alive. And maybe you find out new things and maybe it's a different location. So keep yourself open. Every week, every day, whatever you have time for, place it in there so you can be feeding it. If you're a musician, every day are you playing? Are you working on the instruments? Are you creating? Are you connecting to that? Because that's going to allow it to keep to grow. And this is why we simplify, try to do less, so you can really hone those skills and carry it with authenticity. And finally, that big, big key here is to stay focused. Athletics is a great example for us on this planet, because an athlete has to stay focused to perform a certain way. This is true with anything. If you want to be an astrophysicist, you're going to need to be focused on astrophysics and math and all the things involved. If you want to be a writer, you're going to need to be focused on that. It may incorporate other things, but just to really think, okay, what are these things that I'm cultivating? And they do not have to be one. Sometimes it could be many things, or it could be one, but just stay focused on it and continue to allow yourself to mold the clay. So before we step out tonight, and we're going to have a long segment, it's a meditation, because what I'm shining a light on tonight, and I can only refer you to the second hand, because all my Dharma brothers and a few of my Dharma sisters, well, more than a few, but mostly my soul family that are meditators have participated in a practice called Vipassana. It's a type of meditation. I'm a big meditator, meditate every day, several times a day, and this is a key to help you to get to there because it allows you to pull back layers. The beautiful thing about the Vipassana Center is, and I haven't gone and participated in one of their retreats, but so this is a secondhand referral, but I do see the beautiful effects on all my friends that are meditators like myself, is that it's a silent retreat. You are going there not under any dogma, not under any religious belief system, so that is an attractor. They have a very well-listed code of ethics, what they expect when you're there, and what they're teaching, and basically what is Vipassana, as stated on their site. It's a technique that will eradicate suffering. It's a method of mental purification which allows one to face life's tensions and problems in a calm, balanced way. It is an art of living that one can use to make positive contributions to society. Those 3 points. So meditation does this. It cultivates that. It peels back these layers, and it's not necessarily giving you something, like, you know, giving you a piece of fruit, but it's actually enriching your life in a way that you can be joy and full of bliss and at ease with every moment, no matter what you're facing. So I'm shining a light on that, because if you're still feeling not sure how to place some of these things that are obstacles or distractors, you can start with meditation, you can start with silence, once a week. I have a guided meditation. And if you want to go deeper with self and work with someone one-on-one, you can connect to me. I'm here and available for that. I love helping people get from here to there. Or find someone that you feel excited and aligned about. The most important thing is to stay inspired, to really not give up on what you think you want to explore. And sometimes it's the exploration, it's not the end result, that can lead you to where you ultimately will vibrate your highest, meaning you will be a reflection of your highest self. So as we exit out, since I'm shining a light on meditation, we are going to listen to Aung So Hung. And what we're going to do is, this is a beautiful 20-minute opportunity for you to meditate and just be with the mantra, be with you and all your beauty, all your divinity, and come back next week as we connect to the next aspect of our life cycle and keep showing up. It's a joy to share this time with you, even if it is a one-sided conversation. If you have feedback, please feel free to reach out to me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. Send your questions, feedback, or inquiries. Until next time, this is she signing out with a big smile, a full, full heart, and a namaste.